Selga comes from Norfolk State University, a native of Richmond, Virginia. Hoping to make a little bit more of an impact than he has at the start of the season, but swings and misses at a pitch above the zone as the count runs to 1-2. Selga enters today batting 185 on the season. He has picked up five RBIs. 1-2 count. This one misses inside, and that hits off the elbow guard of Selga, so he'll waltz on down to first base. A one-out hit by pitch, and it's always those two-strike counts that hurt the worst whenever you're the pitcher. Seth Spencer obviously trying to limit the free passes, and he had two walks in the first inning, and now he hits a batter with a pitch in the second. But he has already recorded one out. Now stepping up to the plate, it's the right-handed hitter Joey Canzoni who takes the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. The runner on first, Selga, he's a relatively quick outfielder. You do have to at least watch him on the base paths. A late swing here from Canzoni makes it a 1-1 count. Canzoni from Georgia Tech, a native of Dallas, Georgia. He's got a 1-1 count as it's a righty-lefty matchup. This pitch a little high and makes it 2-1. On deck, it's Jalen Jones, but a ground ball double play could be in order if it were to get there, and we'll see if it does, but it's a pickoff attempt back to first base. Matt Bunal, the first baseman today. Rafters have seen five different first basemen start in the lineup, and Bunal, one of the guys who's already started. The 2-1 count misses a little upstairs, and it rolls to 3-1. Canzoni playing third base today, and you look at Selga, who's over there on first. He's has yet to steal a base, but doesn't need to, as that one is taken for ball number four, and so Selga goes from first over to second as Joey Canzoni gets on to first base. So with one away, there's now runners on first and second. And it's the exact same thing that we saw in the first inning. Spencer, with the leadoff man retired, he gave up a free pass to back-to-back batters. But in the first inning, he was able to retire the next two. And this one is fouled back by Jalen Jones. Jones, an 0-1 count now, as he's a right-handed hitter. Playing left field today. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Looking back to second a couple times. Spencer, he's going to turn around, try and get the pickoff, but tag not applied in time by the second baseman today, Luke Skinner, who gets to play second for the first time this season. Normally a third baseman, but Spencer Davis over there in the Rafters lineup. On first base, Pinal, and shortstop, it's Mason Onati as this one misses low in the dirt. It gets away from the catcher, Adrian, and both runners will advance. And so the count runs to 1-1, but with only one away, a sacrifice is in order for the first run for either team here in the top of the second. So a wild pitch there as Eli Selga stands on third base. Joey Canzoni is on second. Jalen Jones, a chance for some RBIs here. He's already got three RBIs on the season. This one's hit up the middle, and it could be an RBI. It's over to Onati. Doesn't have enough time to throw it home. Instead, he'll go to first. So it is an RBI as Eli Selga comes home to score. But there's out number two, 6-3 on the putout, and Joey Canzoni goes from second to third. It's 1-0 Green Bay in the top of the second inning. So the man on third is Joey Canzoni. He's the only runner on the base paths for the Rockers and brings up the top of the order, David Bayania, who fouls the first pitch back to bring it 0-1. And Seth Spencer, that is the first earned run he has allowed this season. And it came after retiring the first four outs in this game before he allowed it. 0-1 count to the second baseman, Bayania, right-handed hitter, puts this one in towards right center field. On the run, the right fielder at the warning track. He's there to bring it in for out number three. A nice track down there by Chris Diaz. And, well, a run does come across to score on no hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. It's 1-0. The lead for the Rockers as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's anyone but Kelsey night here at Winter Field, so seeing a few jerseys out there. I know the staff members were wearing their favorite jerseys today. Our marketing and media manager, Connor Filippi, he's standing on my right now. He is wearing a Vikings jersey, Randy Moss. I felt like I had to cancel that out as I'm a Packers fan, so I was wearing Jordan Love, and then I realized, hey, the Rafters are playing Green Bay today. So I had to switch out and go into a Wisconsin Rapids jersey, and the first pitch here of the bottom of the second inning misses outside. Chris Diaz at the plate. It's a 1-0 count. Always love to have some fun at the ballpark, and there's plenty of great promotions throughout the year as this one is fouled away by Diaz. Bounces off the awning and back into the field of play. 1-1 count to Diaz. And man, our marketing and our promotions team here at the Rafters organization has been on point this season. I've loved seeing the work that they've done as here's a foul ball just a couple feet away from the first baseline as it rolls towards the bullpen area of the Green Bay Rockers. Rockers, nobody sitting down there in front of their bullpen right now. Normally you see the guys kind of sitting in those chairs in front of the bullpen, but all of them in the dugout. It's a 1-2 count to Diaz. He'll take this pitch low for ball number two. It's 2-2. And the Rafters was talking about, you know, coming out to Witter Field. Well, it's going to be a little bit before they come back to Witter Field as this ends their five-game homestand. That pitch coming inside and hits Chris Diaz. So a leadoff base runner as Diaz wears one. And nobody out, a runner on first base as Matt Pinal steps up to the batter's box. Pinal hoping to really work those numbers up as he comes to the Rafters from Hope International. He follows his coach, Ziggy, over to here. And he has looked pretty dang good. And a runner taking off. The pitch misses away. The throw down. Not in time thanks to the swim move from Chris Diaz. Nifty slide down there. And he's in with a stolen base. A 1-0 count to Matt Pinal. And now a runner in scoring position. A Finishing off looking at the upcoming schedule, the Rafters' next home game is going to be the 13th against Wausau as Pinal grounds this one foul down the first baseline. Brings the count back even 1-1, and he was a little ahead on that pitch, an off speed at 78 miles an hour from Alex LePage. And LePage, he has been great this season. 5 innings on the season opener, 4 shutout innings, his second appearance. This is his third appearance of the year, and a pickoff attempt back to second base, but Diaz slides head first back in time. Count remains 1-1 to Pinal. Pinal entered today's game batting .273 from the plate. He's got a pair of RBIs, having joined the Rafters earlier in the week. This one's off the end of the bat, a soft roller towards third base. The throw across the diamond is not there in time, and Pinal is safe. It was a swinging bunt down the third baseline, and so Diaz goes from second over to third, and Matt Pinal is safe at first on the infield single. And runners on the corners with nobody out. This is a key opportunity for the Rafters, down 1-0 in the bottom of the second. And they're really hoping to get this offense rolling along. They were struggling offensively last night. They scored just the one run as this one's hit and into left field. It gets through the gap, and one run will come across to score, and the other runners will stay at their bases. RBI single for Spencer Davis. And it is tied at 1 in the bottom of the second. Matt Pinal goes from first over to second. Chris Diaz goes from third on home. And it brings up Nick Adrian in a 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the second with those runners on first and second. Still nobody out for Nick Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher tonight. And a key opportunity for him. He's struggled a bit out the gates, but he's certainly picked up that approach throughout the season. It was really a rough start for him. Took a while to get that first hit, but since then, he's looked a lot more poised at the plate. This one is fouled down that third base line to make it an 0-1 count. It's a righty-righty matchup as LePage stands on the rubber. And Adrian, I was talking with Ashton Zacher in our pregame show yesterday, and he mentioned Nick, as there's a breaking ball that was away, and a swing and a miss from Adrian makes it 0-2. And one of the things that Zacher was saying is that Nick is kind of just a sponge. I mean, trying to take in everything that he can. Guy from Gardner-Webb University. This pitch, he holds back on it, almost went, but the pitch fading away and outside for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count with those runners on first and second. Adrian was a guy who had a lot of hopes heading into his freshman season. Didn't get any opportunities this past year, and he just watches that pitch right across the plate for strike number three. So caught him in the books backwards. That's the first out of the second inning after the Rafters had the first three runners reach successfully. Brings up now the left-handed hitting Luke Skinner against the righty on the mound, Alex LePage. Runners on first and second with one away in a tie ball game in the bottom of the second. LePage on the mound. He looks back to second as the shortstop had gone over and covered. That pitch on the outside edge called for strike number one. And Skinner from Loyola Marymount University, he's had some on and off games throughout the season, but he's been good at producing runs. He's got 9 RBIs on the season as he swings and misses at that pitch. Kind of took him off of one foot. Swung so hard and got spun around by the bat. Going to try and stay composed on the 0-2 count here. Skinner, the 9-hole batter, so on deck it's Mason Onati as this pitch misses high to bring it 1-2. And Skinner, he did appear last game in relief of Noah Ruiz. Ruiz had gone 2 plate appearances before Skinner took over. The 1-2 count misses away and brings it back 2-2. Nearly got away from the catcher Colin Helms, but he's able to run out to it and makes sure it doesn't go any further and keeps the Rafters runners on first and second. 2-2 count to the left-handed hitter from Woodbury, Minnesota. Here's the pitch. It's away again, and the count is full. And Alex LePage, having really looked dominant through his first 9 innings, even 10 innings here against the Rafters in the first. In his 11th inning of action, it's been a little bit more of a struggle, allowing 3 runners to reach base. One of them came home to score. Rafters going to try and make it 2. This one is fouled back over the press box and straight back and towards the concourse area. So a 3-2 count once more. Skinner, a highly ranked recruit out of the state of Minnesota. And he had high hopes heading into Loyola Marymount. He played in 8 games there as this pitch is taken for ball number 4, and he flips the bat as he loads the bases. So Luke Skinner goes over to first base as Spencer Davis is pushed from first to second, and Matt Pinal is pushed from second on to third. And with that, it will bring up a mound visit here for Alex LePage. And LePage not often seeing this kind of trouble, especially early in the game. You go back to earlier in the season for LePage when he went up against the Rafters. That was back on May 26th. That was opening day of the season, and the Rafters couldn't quite get the win. It was a 6-2 final score, but for LePage, he went 5 innings, allowing just the 1 run. That first run came in the 5th inning, his final inning of work. He had gone through 4 scoreless here. He's been hit a lot earlier. That's, of course, after he had 4 shutout innings in his previous outing. So he's been looking good and hoping to keep that rolling in the matchup against Mason Onati, the leadoff man for the Rafters. With the bases loaded, fouls this one down that left field line and towards the concessions area. Now, wouldn't that be fun? Be in the concessions line and a ball hit your way, just bounces right up in your hand. Hey, look what I found. That's the great game of baseball for you. Always memories like that that'll stick with you. 0-1 count is fouled down that first baseline and towards the Rockers dugout. 0-2 count with the bases loaded and one away. Mason Onati trying to work on base for the first time today. This is his second plate appearance. He flew out to center field in the first inning as the leadoff man. 0-2 count, swing and a miss, and it is strike number 3, as that's the second out of the second inning. Alex LePage turning up the heat, 90 miles an hour on the gun, and it brings up Cam Douglas, the center fielder, with bases loaded and 2 outs in a tie ball game here in the bottom of the second. It's 1-1, and Douglas, I talked about it back in the first inning, he has yet to show off that home run distance. Wouldn't this be a great time for it? That one's on the inside edge, called strike number 1, and Douglas didn't agree with the call. He kind of just sat there, shook his head, and now swings the bat around and gets ready to put it up. Kind of hovers around that right shoulder, up and down, as this one is fouled away to bring it 0-2. Douglas, I had a chance to talk to him in the pregame show a few days ago. Great chat with the guy from Alabama State. Was talking a little bit about his experience in Green Bay. He was a pitcher only for the Rockers last season. Coming over here to Wisconsin Rapids, he's being used as an outfielder as this pitch misses high for ball number 1. And well, he really proved the pitching ability last season. But I think it's the batting talent that stands out to me. 1-2 count is fouled back to keep it at that for Douglas. While his pitching ability is certainly up there, I mean, that bat is next level. And he's been showing that off early in the season here. He entered today batting .375 in 4 games, but still. 1-2 count is outside for ball number 2 to bring it 2-2. Douglas was not here for the first 2 games of the season, so he missed the opportunity to go against the Rockers early as his season was still continuing at Alabama State. 2-2 count with 2 away. This one's hit into shallow center field. On the run, the center fielder, he'll dive in. Did he make that catch? Oh, man. A diving play in center field by Max Humphrey. to steal a couple of runs away from the rafters. Douglas cannot quite pick up the RBIs, and that ends the second inning. The Rafters do still manage to score one run. They score the one run on two hits. There were no errors, but three left on base as it's knotted at one. Into the third we go here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris Fiber Fast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last two or three decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age, between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The Rafters knotted it up in the bottom of the second. It's tied at one, and Seth Spencer gets back to work. He's going to try and keep it to no more runs here as top of the third inning comes around. It's a beautiful night here on a Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. Parker Martin leads off the inning, takes the first pitch, a little low for ball number one. Martin, it's his second time up at the plate. He's a left-handed batter. It's a lefty-lefty matchup as he comes from the University of Southern Indiana, takes that pitch for a ball, moves it to a 2-0 count. Martin back in the first inning. He drew a walk on eight pitches. He was certainly a thorn in the side of Spencer's first inning, and that one high in the air towards left field. It's caught by Madunio for out number one, and that one not nearly as annoying as the first inning. And you look back at both the first and second innings, and they were pretty similar in the way that batters reached base. The leadoff man in the innings, both were retired, where as the second and third batters both reached base on a free pass, and then the fourth and fifth batters were retired in each respective inning as well. This pitch missing low for ball number one to Max Humphrey. Leadoff batter in the third inning is retired again. And though Seth Spencer holding leadoff batters 0 for 3 to start off the game. And hey, he'll take that. Tied at one here in the top of the third. And that pitch on the outside edge called for strike number one. It moves it to a 1-1 count. Max Humphrey, he also drew that walk back in the first inning. Part of those back-to-back walks, but he pops this one up. Shallow right field, it's called off, and Diaz makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning, and Seth Spencer trying to go efficiently through this frame. And first inning, he threw 31 pitches, and not quite as efficient as he was hoping. Second inning, it took him only 15 pitches. However, he did allow the one run of the game to score. That's his only earned run allowed this season. After going the 3 2/3 innings without allowing an earned run, his first start, that pitch low for ball number one. Colin Helms at the plate, left-handed batter, so it's a lefty-lefty matchup. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. He grounded out 3-1, but it was a quality plate appearance as he took a lot of pitches. Sees that one miss away again, and it's a 2-0 count to Helms. Helms behind the plate today. Seen him a couple times. Block a couple from getting away. It's a 2-0 count, and he takes this pitch a little inside to move it 3-0. Helms, he saw 8 pitches back in the first inning before grounding out. And here he's already got a 3-0 count. Probably going to be taking here, and he will. It's right down the middle, called for a strike, 3-1. Helms from Harding University. He's a native of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Entered the night batting 289 on the season with a 795 OPS. So solid start from him. Takes this one on the outside, called strike number 2. Helms was headed on down to first base. He thought that was a walk, but now he adjusts his gloves and gets back into the batter's box. And a little interesting on that left and right hand, both of those batting gloves are not strapped in. And he rips this one into right field. That gets on down for a hit in front of Diaz. And so Colin Helms is on to first base with a 2-out single. That's the first hit of the night allowed by Seth Spencer. And it comes with 2 away here. Brings up Cooper Smith. Smith, the right-handed hitting first baseman from the University of Oklahoma. He's got that runner on first with 2 away. Trying to move him forward, takes this pitch a little outside for ball number 1. Smith struck out swinging back in the first. That was on a 1-2 count that he did that. First ball already here, and a pickoff attempt back to first base. Sliding head first back in. Colin Helms gets there safely. So a 1-0 count with 2 away and a runner on first. Spencer fires and fouls this one back. Count moves to 1-1, and Smith entered this game batting 176 on the year with a 719 OPS. However, he has 12 RBIs on the season. He's been able to drive in those runs when it counts, and some of those runs on a home run that he had. Runner taking off from first. It's a swing and a miss. The throw down to second. Well, it beat him, but the tag couldn't be applied, so it's a stolen base for Colin Helms. As the count runs to 1-2 on Cooper Smith with a runner on second base and 2 away. A chance to drive in his 13th run of the season, but has to pick up a hit here. The pitch to Smith on the inside edge, called strike 3, and that the second strikeout of the game for Seth Spencer, and it finishes off the third inning. No runs on the one hit, no errors, one left on base. We're still tied at 1 as we hit the bottom of the third here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's been a pitcher's duel here into the third inning. It's tied at 1 in the bottom of the third, and Ashton Zacher, he'll lead things off. It's the 3-4-5 batters in the lineup for the Rafters. So we'll get to see Zacher for the second time today. His first time up, he was able to pick up a 2-out single. Now batting leadoff, he has been swinging a relatively hot bat recently. A couple of pinch hit performances from him. Yesterday he went 1-for-4. This pitch on the outside, it's a little away, called for ball number one. And Zachary's got a good eye at the plate. He's got a very advanced approach up there. And 1-0 count here is in there and called for strike number one. And here it's attack, attack, attack. That's what Zachary told me about his offensive approach, and he swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 1-2. He likes swinging at the first pitch that he can hit. He told me yesterday, saying, hey, you see a pitch you can hit, it's probably the best pitch you're going to see, as this one misses inside to make it a 2-2 count. Thought he saw the pitch that he liked, but it dropped a little below the zone on the earlier 1-1 count. Now it's a 2-2 count. Leadoff man in the bottom of the third. This pitch a little upstairs to bring it 3-2. The count is now full. Andre Madunio is on deck with Chris Diaz behind him. Zacher, the designated hitter tonight. It's a lefty-righty matchup as this pitch misses low, and Zacher will toss the bat over towards the dugout as he is aboard with a leadoff walk. It's his second time on base today, and that's one of the things that he does so well is just working the count. And you go back to two games ago against Royal Oak. He was a pinch hitter, but he came in clutch. Picked up an RBI single as a pinch hitter. Then his second plate appearance that he had, he drew a bases-loaded walk late in that game that really made it close. First pitch here to Andre Madunio and a snap throw back to first, but not there in time as Zacher steps back on the bag. It's a 1-0 count to Madunio. Madunio from Upper Saddle River, New Jersey. He's got a 1-0 count. Right-handed hitter takes this pitch outside. It moves it to 2-0. And Madunio, I was hyping him up a little bit in the first inning. He took a pitch for called strike number three. And when you look at the strike zone, it's different in every league. And this one, it's taken for strike number one, moves it to a 2-1 count. And that's one of the things that really every batter has told me, from the Northwoods League to whatever conference that you play in at the collegiate level, it always is different. So a little bit of an adjustment here as Madunio will take that pitch on the outside edge, called for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count. And it's not an excuse, but it's something that you can understand from the player's perspective and why you kind of hope for them to continue to improve as they get their feet settled. 2-2 count. This one is ripped high in the air towards left field, giving it chase at the warning track, at the wall. See you later. Booyah! Andre Madunio, his second plate appearance as a Rafter. He sends one over the wall, and it's 3-1 in the bottom of the third. Andre Madunio, welcome to Wisconsin Rapids. No second thoughts about that one, and it's exactly why he was such a highly rated recruit coming out of high school. Shows off the power right there, and what we saw in batting practice yesterday, it was no fluke. An absolute bomb a little bit to the right of the playground. A couple of the kids who were over there, they were having fun on the play set, and they run over, they see, oh, look at that, a baseball, look what I found. And a home run ball from Andre Madunio. It's 3-1 in the bottom of the third, and after taking Alex LePage deep, it's a mound visit. They're looking down to the bullpen, and they are making the call. A new arm is going to check into the game after the two-run blast from Andre Madunio gives the lead to the Rafters, and we will step aside. Alex LePage goes a season least two innings as the new pitcher comes into the game for the Rockers. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give you a breakdown of who the new guy is here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Andre Madunio chases away Alex LePage, who has been one of the better Northwoods League pitchers this season, as LePage goes just two innings. His line is final, and we'll bring that up to you here. LePage goes two innings, allowing three runs. All three were earned on four hits, two walks. He did have four strikeouts, but also had a hit-by-pitch. No wild pitches for him, and it was 13 total batters faced on 57 pitches. Bottom of the third here, Rafters up 3-1. The new pitcher coming into the game, it's Simon Aluko. And Aluko, a pitcher who comes to Green Bay over from Shorter University. He's a redshirt sophomore, left-handed pitcher, 6'3", 220. A native of Aworth, Georgia. The first batter he'll face is the left-handed hitter, Chris Diaz, and first pitch is inside, and it hits him. Came a little far inside on the quads, and so it'll be a no-out base runner on first base, as already we see a pinch hitter here for the Rafters, and the pinch hitter is Matt Pinal. And the interesting thing about Chris Diaz is he was hit by a pitch in the second inning with nobody on and nobody out. He came around to score as well. The pinch hitter here, Drew Thompson, as I mentioned, and Thompson replaces Matt Pinal. Pinal just saw one plate appearance, and this is a little bit similar to what we saw from Noah Ruiz yesterday. Ruiz, though, he was battling sickness, and that's why he's out of the lineup today as well, as this one misses low for ball number one. Ruiz had seen a 14-pitch plate appearance before he was recorded out. As here's a pickoff attempt back to first. Diaz trying to take off for second. The throw is late, though, and it's a head-first slide into second. And that's a stolen base. Well, you don't see that all too often. A pickoff attempt that had no errors, and it was a straight stolen base of second from Chris Diaz. He was too fast for the throw from first, and so he's on second base with nobody out. A 1-0 count to Drew Thompson, and he swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 1-1. And Thompson, another guy who made some kids happy over there at the playground a little bit earlier in the season. He had a massive three-run shot that hit off the top of the playground. Not quite the same as Madunio, who missed the playground to the right a little bit. It's a 1-2 count now to Thompson. Righty-lefty matchup. Runner on second base with nobody out. Aluko looks back to second, now sends it home. Check swing, but it's called for a strike. Thompson can't believe it, but he'll walk on back shaking his head. And that's out number one as Thompson goes in the books backwards. And it brings up Spencer Davis with a runner on second base and one away in the bottom of the third. Rafters already up two runs. The offense has certainly looked a lot better than it did yesterday. Although yesterday they were still able to pick up hits, but they just weren't able to produce the runs off of it. None of those big hits either, like we saw from Madunio, as a pickoff attempt back to second is not going to come out of the hand of Aluko, and he'll just keep it. So a fake pickoff is Now we'll see the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Spencer Davis. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Aluko sends this one home, and it's on the outside edge. Called for strike number one. And Aluko, he has a very low arm slot. It's almost sidearm, not quite. But it's a very low arm slot when he releases the ball, and you can see it moving from right to left across the plate. This one comes home. It's on the inside edge. Called for a strike. Taking off for third base. And another swim move by Chris Diaz. Over at third base, Joey Canzone can't believe he didn't get that tag down. But Chris Diaz swimming his way over to there. Call him an Olympian. Both track and swimming. Two gold medals. It's an 0-2 count with a runner on third. And Davis has a sacrifice potentially set up if he's able to put it into play. 0-2 count that misses way outside. Nobody covering third, but the catcher Helms looks back Davis to make sure he doesn't go anywhere. Sorry, Diaz, who's on third. Diaz has three stolen bases in this game. Davis at the plate, 1-2, misses low and away, and a nice pick by Colin Helms to keep the ball from getting away. Back to a 2-2 count. Davis, the third baseman today, he's already got a hit. It was an RBI back in the second inning. That was the first run of the game for the Rafters. Now 3-1, he's looking to extend the lead. This one's hit up the middle and right over to the shortstop, who'll throw it across over to first base in time for out number two. But a run comes home to score, so the Rafters make it 4-1 in the bottom of the third. RBI number two of the game for Spencer Davis. That's his fourth RBI of the season, and it brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with nobody on and two out. Chris Diaz has scored two runs in the game now on two hit-by-pitches, and he had three stolen bases. He's looked good out there. Adrian at the plate sends a grounder down the first base line, and he hardly went down that first baseline when he knew it was going to end in foul territory and turned around and accidentally ran into Colin Helms, who was trying to pick the ball up. Neither of them fell down, though, and seems like they're both okay. 0-1 count to Adrian. Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. Talked a little bit about him earlier in the game, and he's a guy who's just hoping to kind of keep taking things as that one hits him square in the back, and Adrian is going to take a little bit to walk that one off. That did not look comfortable. As that's a third hit-by-pitch of the game offered by the Rockers, and so Adrian will walk on over to first base with two away. Gets himself on to first and moves up that on-base percentage. So, hey, took one for the team. There you go. Brings up the second baseman today for the Rafters, Luke Skinner, had a quality plate appearance back in the second. Was able to work a walk on seven pitches. And earlier this inning, the two-run home run from Andre Madunio chased Alex LePage, who went two innings pitched. Simon Aluko coming in to relieve him, and a bunt attempt by Skinner is fouled back and towards the left to make it 0-2, and Skinner normally at third base, changing it up a little bit defensively here, and Ziggy hoping it'll kind of create a little new feeling for him and for opening up his defensive capabilities. He struggled a little bit defensively at third as this pitch misses high for ball number one, a 1-1 count, but at the plate, Skinner has been able to reach on base relatively highly. But last night, going 0-2 from the plate, hoping to change that up as this pitch misses a little bit up and the count runs to 2-1. So 2-1 count, two away, runner on first base, Rafters up three in the bottom of the third. Been looking good so far. Aluko jostling a little bit on the mound. Now he gets set. Brings up the front foot, sends it home. It misses low and outside for ball number three. A 3-1 count. Skinner, he's got a good eye up there, and he'll certainly make it be a good pitch here on the 3-1 count if he's going to swing. The runner on first base, Nick Adrian, he's stolen a couple bases. Despite being a catcher, you don't normally see them steal, but Adrian's got a couple of stolen bases. Heck, he's even stolen third this season. Stolen third base twice. He's stolen second twice. Watch out for him over there. And now the 3-1 count. Misses away, and it's ball number four, so Adrian doesn't have to steal second. He'll be automatically moved over there on Luke Skinner's five-pitch walk. Brings up Mason Onati back for his third plate appearance here in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters offense clicking against both LePage and Aluko. And they're just feeling it right now. Third time through the batting order. Aluko looks back to second for a split second. Now back to home plate. He sends it home to Onati, and it's a little upstairs for ball number one. Onati, the left-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters, sitting at 0-for-2 in the game so far. He struck out swinging his last time up on three pitches, but already seen a ball here, so not going to happen again. That one, though, right down the middle for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count, and Onati, a few big hits for him this season, and in a huge game earlier as well where he went 4-for-4 with four runs scored. Great at getting on base, although 0-for-2 today, hasn't been able to say the same thing. This pitch missing inside, it's a 2-1 count. Onati, he flew out to center field back in the first inning and felt like he got a good grip on the ball, but just right towards the center fielder. 2-1 count, misses low and outside, and a 3-1 count to the Rafters shortstop. And Aluko not able to find his spots right now. Aluko has recorded two outs. One of those outs was an RBI, though, to Davis. Since then, a hit by pitch and a walk. And now he's got a 3-1 count on Onati. Runners on first and second with two away. This pitch misses outside. And once again, the bases are loaded for the Rafters. Three straight free passes as Onati moves to first base. Luke Skinner goes from first to second. And Nick Adrian goes from second to third. Wouldn't be shocked to see a mound visit here, and it looks like we are going to see that from the Rockers. There is an arm getting warm in the bullpen, and not seeing a call to the bullpen being made at the moment, although the Rockers looking down there. The Rafters, they were getting an arm warm last half inning. That was Trevor Moik, a guy who was activated earlier today. The Rafters made a couple of transactions this morning, including activating Andre Madunio. The other one was Trevor Moik being activated, although that meant that two other guys were deactivated. One of those guys was Noah Marshke, who is a starter and is not scheduled to pitch until his next time up. And the other guy that was deactivated is Royce Clayton Jr., who been struggling with a hamstring injury, hoping that he'll be back shortly, but for the moment he was deactivated for today's game to allow for the activations of the other two players. So the base is loaded with two away, and it brings up Cameron Douglas with a chance to be a hero here and add some more runs. This pitch on the outside edge for strike number one, and Douglas, his last time up, I mean, he got robbed in center field by Max Humphrey. Felt like that one was for sure going to get down for a hit and drive in at least two runs, but instead a diving play by Humphrey stole the out as he swings and misses at this pitch to bring it an 0-2 count. And Douglas, very highly regarded, similar to Modugno, and one of the better transfer portal acquisitions in this past year's baseball season. You could see why with the way the bat exploded at Alabama State, as this one is fouled back to keep it an 0-2 count. And Douglas off to an 0-for-2 start here in the game. This is third plate appearance. His last time up was that fly out to center field. The first time up, though, was a strikeout swinging. He's got an 0-2 count here and hoping to avoid that same fate with the bases loaded and two away. Rafters already up three, and they're feeling good, but he watches that one go across the zone for strike number three. That's the third time Douglas has been retired, and that ends the third inning. But the Rafters, they add three runs in the inning thanks to one hit, no errors, but they leave three on base. It's 4-1 as we hit the fourth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters are feeling good here at Witter Field. It's the top of the fourth inning, and it's 4-1. And Seth Spencer back to work for a fourth inning of action as he's already gone through three, allowing just one hit and one run. And that one run, an earned run, although it's currently marked down as unearned right now on the equipment, the technology here at Witter Field. And that'll be changed in post as he came around to score after the wild pitch allowed Eli Selga to score. And Selga, he is due up this inning, but it's the 6-7-8 batters to start off the fourth. Eric John, the designated hitter, will lead off. John, followed by Selga, and followed by Joey Canzoni. Those are the three due up this inning. John, he flew out to center field his last time up, and Spencer taking a few warm-up pitches here after the intermission between innings as one of the fans came around and had some fun out there as... The Rafters camera crew has been taken over by Noah Ruiz over on the third baseline on the TV side. Noah Ruiz controlling the third base camera. He's out for today's game as this pitch is called for strike number one. And Eric John, he flew out to center field, as I mentioned, his first time up. Designated hitter for tonight. Seth Spencer looking to go a season-high innings pitched this game, and that one on the outside edge taken for strike number two. Way to paint the strike zone so far from Seth Spencer to start off the fourth inning. It's an 0-2 count to the leadoff man from Columbia University, and he swings and misses at strike number three. That's the first out of the fourth inning and the third strikeout of the game for Seth Spencer. And that's four up, four down for leadoff batters in this game. He hasn't allowed a leadoff batter to reach base, and that's been huge to limiting the runs to come home. Despite him having walked three batters and hitting one with a pitch, it's been very limited damage done as this one is hit high in the air towards left field on the run. Madunio, he's at the warning track, and it's just over his glove. Lands down on the warning track for at least one and over safely to second with a stand-up double is Eli Selga on for the second time today, and it's a big one. That's the first extra base hit of the night for the Rockers and puts a runner in scoring position with only one out here in the fourth. Joey Canzoni He's the third man up this inning. Was the third man up in the second inning, and he drew a walk from Spencer. One of the three walks that he's issued. The runner on second base, Eli Selga, still yet to steal a base this season, but getting a little bit of a leadoff over there. This first pitch missing inside to Canzoni for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Spencer, his last time up, his first appearance of the season, was in the first leg of that doubleheader against Rockford on last Saturday. So he's had plenty of time to rest, a full week, as this one is in there, a swinging strike to bring it back 1-1. And in that first leg of the doubleheader, Spencer went 3 2/3 innings. Here he's at 3 1/3, but he was pulled from the game after that point and walked a few too many. A swing and a miss here brings it back to a 1-2 count. And Spencer, in that game, he had walked the bases loaded. He had 4 walks in the fourth inning to pull him from his start, but still only allowed the 1 unearned run. Runner on second base, it's a 1-2 count, and that one just outside for ball number 2, and didn't miss by much. Similar spot to his first strike, but couldn't get the call there, not able to be framed behind the plate by Nick Adrian. And it's as much on the pitcher, I think, as it is on the catcher a lot of times when it comes to getting those outside edges called, and a swing and a miss makes it another strikeout from Seth Spencer. Leaves the runner over on second base. There's 2 away here in the fourth inning. Fourth strikeout of the game for Seth Spencer, and well, the way he's pitching, there's a chance he'll come back out for the fifth. He's up to 71 pitches in the game, so good chance he's done after the fourth. Still an arm warming up, Trevor Moik in the Rafters bullpen. He's throwing on the mound once again after warming up last inning. This pitch missing outside for ball number 1. Right-handed batter at the plate is Jalen Jones. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Moik looks like he's ready to go over there on the bullpen side. 1-0 count is a little high for ball number 2 and brings the count 2-0. I would assume if this batter gets on base, then you might see a pitching change where Moik comes into the game for the Rafters. He's also a right-handed pitcher, and this one in there called for strike number 1 to make it 2-1. So if Moik is to come in, it switches the handedness of the guy on the mound and could mess a little bit with the strategy. And when I talked with Ziggy, he likes to play strategy when it comes to that. 2-1 count is on the outside corner. Called for strike number 2. Jalen Jones not able to swing the bat. Didn't think that one was a strike. But the umpire behind home plate, Steve Bartelstein, said otherwise. 2-2 count with 2 away. Runner on second, and the bat is released as it's fouled backwards. And so it stays a 2-2 count. And Jalen Jones a little bit shaken up. He kind of knocked off his elbow guards with that swing. Let go of the bat. It didn't go very far. It kind of went behind him and to the left, more towards the Rafters dugout. So it's a 2-2 count now with 2 away still. Jones for the 6th pitch of the plate appearance, and he swings and misses as Seth Spencer strikes out the side. He's got 5 Ks on the game, and he's through 4 with just the 1 run allowed. It's 4-1 Rafters as they get back to work on the offensive side. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left on base. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Well, what Fletcher Anderson, our TV broadcaster, was just saying, he said we might have found our new two-way intern after Kenny Schultz has been doing a little bit of two-way action. Noah Ruiz, I mentioned it last inning, he's on that third base camera. He's still over there. He's still working. He's doing a good job over there on the camera. Ruiz, one of the better offensive players this season. He's getting a day off after a little bit of sickness has kind of taken him back. But still in high spirits here at Witter Field and back at home. How can you not be enjoying it? Raptors will hit the road for a few games in a row. They've got three in a row, then an off day, and another one on the road after that. That's what they've got on the schedule coming up. Tomorrow they head to Green Bay for a rematch of tonight's game. But, of course, at Capital Credit Union Park. And then they'll have two games at Lakeshore once again.